I remember being a pastor more than 30 years ago. I was a pastor long before I became a chaplain in a hospice. I had to fly out of state and do some studies for about a week. My wife called me and said that one of the people in my church stood in the pulpit on a Sunday morning and started teaching on money. Now, this guy was teaching because he wanted money. He was a salesman, and he was actually trying to sell his product. I immediately packed up my bags and flew back and confronted him and corrected the church. The reason I'm telling you this is I want you to imagine your church. You know who your pastor is, but could you imagine on a Sunday morning, if someone just walked in and started teaching? Could you imagine being the pastor and seeing a person stand up before the people and just start teaching? And not only that, you could see the people hanging on to his every word. What would go through your mind? Who is this guy? Who is this person? Well, that happened in the temple when Jesus came. He's just a carpenter. There was enough known about him that he was Jesus of Nazareth. They knew his family. They knew his father, his mother. And here is this uneducated man just walking in to the temple and teaching and healing people. How would you feel if it was your church or your temple? This is what it says in Luke 19 and 20. And Jesus was teaching daily in the temple. But the chief priests and scribes and the leading men among the people were trying to destroy him. And they could not find anything that they might do, for all the people were hanging on to every word that he said. On one of the days, while he was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel, the chief priest and the scribes with the elders confronted him. Can you imagine that? Right in the middle of teaching, they all showed up and confronted him. And they spoke, saying to him, "Tell us by what authority you are doing these things, or who is the one who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered and said to them, "I will also ask you a question, and you tell me. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from men?" They reasoned among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why did you not believe him?' But if we say from men, all the people will stone us to death, for they are convinced that John was a prophet." So they answered that they did not know where it came from. And Jesus said to them, "Nor will I tell you by what authority I do these things." Could you imagine being a pastor of a church and this stranger walks in and the people hung on to every word, yet they knew it was truth. They saw him heal people. Would you be incensed if it was your church? Your responsibility? Would you ask that question? By what authority are you doing this? Well, think of it in these terms. Your body is a temple. You have authority over it. You determine whom you listen to. You determine what goes on in your body. And all of a sudden, Jesus appears and starts teaching and healing. Here's the question for you. By what authority does he do this? By what authority does Jesus come into your life and begin to teach you and heal you? Do you hang on to his every word? Do you embrace him? Do you look forward to hearing his voice and being lifted up? Or do you resist the authority that he has in your life? You see, that's human nature. Even though we're standing face to face with God, the creator of the universe, we stand in rebellion, looking at God saying, who gave you authority in my life? He's God. He actually created you. He actually made you thoughtfully and wonderfully. He brought your parents together so that you'd be born. He knit the cells of your body together. He gave you a soul. Who gave him the authority? He is God. Today, as you walk with him, today, as he enters into the temple of your body and life, remember that he does have authority. Do not be rebellious today, but answer that question. Your authority comes from heaven, Father. I will listen. I will learn. I will obey, because you are God. Father, take your child today and let Jesus Christ come in and cleanse the temple. Let him cast out the things that don't need to be in a holy temple. Open the ears and the eyes of your child today and let them be humbled by your power and greatness, and most of all, by the love that you have to seek them out. Amen.